embark on a journey of discovery as we unveil the secret corners, unique traditions, and captivating stories that breathe life into UConn Store's campus.
Today, we'll be talking about UConn Spider-Man, also known by students as UConn Spidey. He walks around campus in a head-to-toe Spider-Man costume. Students see Spidey throwing up classic Spider-Man web-shooting signs while casually walking around campus. And although students don't know who the person underneath the mask is, this does not stop students from adoring him.
On UConn's campus, most students walk past Spidey as if his presence is nothing unordinary. He has an Instagram filled with photos of him and students, and he has had the chance to be interviewed by UCTV and the Daily Campus. And today, we have the chance to talk with him.
I'm your host, Hallie Latender.
And I'm your host, Alicia Gomez. We have two guests with us to discuss Spidey.
My name is Emily Marcalon. I'm a junior journalism student here at UConn, and I'm here to talk about UConn Spidey and what he's all about.
Hi, I'm Daniel. I'm a junior in journalism as well.
Spidey told the Daily Campus that he first made his appearance in December of 2021. He has also been seen in a UCTV sit-down interview in his iconic red, white, black, and blue-fitted spider costume. So to our guests, what encounters have either you or people that you know had with Spidey?
I personally haven't seen Spidey on campus. A couple of my friends I know, they are involved in Moon Club, which is a pretty popular club here on campus. And I remember one of the first meetings last year, they went to the club just to kind of see what it was about. And they look over and they see somebody wearing a full Spider-Man costume, and they took a bunch of pictures with him, took selfies, and they just really had a great time, you know, kind of seeing this person that they've looked up to for their whole lives. And I think it's kind of cool that he has this persona that he can just go and talk to students. So I thought that.
And for my end, as a part of the Disney Club, Spider-Man was originally supposed to come for a guest appearance, but he ended up flaking at the last minute. But if I were to see him on campus, I'd still want to take a picture with him.
So UConn Spider-Man told Esther Ju, who is another UConn alumni, that he gets the most attention at the student union. I've personally seen him walking around and also like in the game room giving students high fives, and like I always see like the buzz students have whenever like he's around. Another thing is there's a phenomena of superhero therapy that Esther talked about in her article. Basically relating to a superhero, relating your life to a superhero. And in the article, you can see a lot of the struggles that UConn Spider-Man has had, where he kind of relates them to like actual Spider-Man, and helps, like having the mask on really helps with his issues and helps him feel like a hero. And I wanted to ask the guests, like, is that something you would ever consider doing, or like, do you find yourself relating yourself to characters in TV shows to kind of help cope with things?
Yeah, I mean, I think the media plays a big role in how I deal with my issues. You know, I think it's really important to see representation, and I think it's really good that UConn Spider-Man has, you know, talked about his struggles with mental health and his therapist and things like that. So I think I'm not sure if I would ever do what UConn Spider-Man does, you know, keeping up that persona on a daily basis and, you know, having all these fans on campus. But I think it really is important, you know, seeing somebody that struggles with the same things that you do. And I think that has honestly helped bring UConn together in a weird sort of way. You know, I think everyone kind of sees Spider-Man as someone they look up to, and I think that's really important.
So in, like, the movies and stuff, his identity is Peter Parker. He's a broke college student, so he's as relatable as he can get. But I don't think I'd have the energy to walk around in a mask every day and greet people.
Yeah, and, you know, going off of that, I think it must be hard to keep that mask on all the time and have nobody know who you are. And, you know, being so secretive about it, I think that must also be a little exhausting for UConn Spider-Man.
Do you guys think he goes to class in the costume, or he's just incognito, as in his real self?
From what I read, he, like, even his roommate doesn't know that he's Yukon Spider-Man.
Oh, my gosh.
His girlfriend knows, which, and she has to, like, hide it whenever people send, like, pictures of him, like, selfies with him, like, her friends, and she's she has to hide that's, like, her boyfriend, which I thought that was really funny.
Some of my close friends know. My old roommate knew. My current one does not. My girlfriend knows. My family knows. That's about it.
That's crazy. Could you guys keep up that, like, level of secrecy?
I couldn't.
I know. I definitely couldn't. Going back to your original question about him going to class, I feel like it, like, depends on the day, you know? Like, maybe, like, certain classes he goes as Spider-Man, but other classes he doesn't. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm going to ask him.
I'm curious to know, honestly.
Well, I don't think he goes to, like, his classes in costume. I've heard that he's, like, gone to class and just sat down and listened in costume.
Oh, that's so nice.
That's so funny.
Oh, so, like, classes that he's not in, he's, like, listened to them?
Yeah.
Should come to this class.
Yeah, he definitely should.
He should do it on one of those days where someone takes in a future Husky and they sit in on classes. It's like Husky for a day.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that would be really cool.
They would get the whole UConn experience if he did that, honestly.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That they would commit to UConn, like, right away.
I know I came up with the idea at 3 in the morning. Yeah. So I was in, like, a really rough place at the time, like, a really bad one. And I was like, I need, like, an inspiration, you know? Like, someone to, like, keep me going. And I was in this, like, really weird place where I didn't know what that meant. And I guess simultaneously, I became my favorite superhero. And as well as, I just thought it made me be funny, if I'm being honest with you.
No, I feel like I've definitely had those moments at 3 a.m. where I've had some crazy ideas. But I don't think I could keep up with everything, like, how he does. You know, he's been doing it for, what, a couple of years now? I think that's commitment. I don't know if I could do that. I mean, it's pretty impressive that he's been able to, like, keep this up for so long. And, you know, he's a student, so he has his own classes. So, like, the fact that he's has this whole other life outside of class, I think, is really interesting, but definitely not something I could do.
Yeah, I have those, like, 3 a.m. thoughts where I sleep on it in the morning. Full of clarity, I said that was just a bad idea.
Yeah.
But for him to just fully commit and do it day after day, I think it's really impressive.
What do you think will happen when he graduates? Will there be, like, a new Spidey, or will it just die with his legacy?
I would say I think after he graduates, you know, he'll go on and he'll have his own life. But I'd like to hope that, you know, he visits UConn every once in a while. you know, makes an appearance. I think the students will definitely miss him if he doesn't come back.
I could really see him, like, passing down the mantle to another student that he maybe trusts.
Yeah.
I was reading that he actually wants to reveal his identity at his graduation. He wants to, like, go to graduation, like, in his Spider-Man costume, which would be really funny. It would be awesome.
I will be there.
Honestly, I'll be there just to see him reveal himself like that.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I'm excited now.
Yeah, that would be crazy if it's someone you knew or had classes with or recognized.
I also, I thought something else was really interesting is that he finds that a lot of people end up venting to him while he has the mask on. Like in the Esther's article, she said that a student, like, actually vented for him for 40 minutes straight, just about her anxiety issues and stuff like that. So do you guys think that, like, if you had, like, a really deep problem, would you vent to somebody in a mask? Would that make it easier, like a stranger in a mask? Would that make you feel more comfortable?
Yeah, I mean, I would think that that would be more comfortable, just because, you know, there's no prior knowledge as to who you are. You know, there's kind of a sense of no judgment in a weird way, you know, because you don't know who he is, and he, like, may or may not know who you are, but because I think the mask kind of separates that knowledge. Yeah, I mean, I can see why students would, like, vent to him. I think he definitely has helped a lot of students throughout the years with that.
Yeah, with the mask, he kind of, like, it's like a wall of trust that is going to stay with him in the costume, but once he's like outside of costume, it's not going to like bring it up to someone random. It's just with him.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm graduating next year. I don't want it to, like, I don't want people to know it's me, which is part of the reason I kind of consider not unmasking when I graduate, because I don't want that attention, because if I do, then it becomes something a little more selfish, and that's not the intention.